publicly, I have had to be so resilient over and over and over. I get knocked down, I get back up. I do something wrong, I get back up. My life is about resilience.
Donnie Wiggins and B. Simone.
So B, this is a room full of podcasting entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it like we do it in the studio, right? So you guys, I want you to see the whole process of how I would conduct an interview. Before the camera comes on, I tell B, so Full Transparency is a podcast for entrepreneurs. I like to have strong conversations with entrepreneurs, but I want you to be transparent here too, because while they're interested in your journey, they also want to know you on a deeper level. And this is less of a interview, more of a podcast, more of a conversation. Good stuff?
Yep.
Anything off limits?
Nothing is off limits, girl.
That's how I started and the camera goes. Let's go ahead and get straight into it. Miss B. Simone, comedian, actress, entrepreneur. You may have seen her on Wildin' Out, and many of you may have seen her on tour all over the world. Today, we are talking about launching your podcast, driving engagement, and building your audience.
Okay.
So I want to know, what motivated you to start your podcast?
Wow, this is my second podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So my first podcast was with an ex-friend of mine, and we were very, very close having these deep conversations. And I was like, people need to hear this. Like, nobody is having conversations like this in our world publicly. So we started that podcast. It didn't work out. I resigned from that podcast September. So, oh my God, it's about to be a year now.
Almost a year.
Wow, wow, wow. And I never wanted to podcast again, y'all. I was like, I am not podcasting. It did not work. I'm going to focus on comedy and stand-up and acting. And I did a fast. And the 14th day of my fast, God gave me my podcast, Let's Try This Again.
Let's Try This Again. Give it up for Let's Try This Again.
Yep.
I love that name so much.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Damn. I was like, what'd I do? He walked out here like, security.
I love the name so much. And I know because I've been talking to a lot of people in the audience, they're overthinking the name.
Yeah. Oh.
I think the name of your podcast is so catchy yet so simple. How'd you decide on it?
Oh, my God. I have 150 names in my phone. I kept writing names. Like, I wrote so many names because I was sad when I started it. I was like, never give up. Black girls can cry. Black girls are stronger than you think. Wipe your tears and take another step. I have so many names in my phone that were just, I was trying to be inspirational, but they were so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, keep going, fight the good fight. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning. It was like, girl. And then the last name I wrote down was, Let's Try This Again. Mm. And it was about my journey, not just publicly, but privately. If anybody has been following my journey, for the past, I mean, I've been on the internet for the past decade, longer than a decade. Publicly, I have had to be so resilient over and over and over. I get knocked down, I get back up. I do something wrong, I get back up.
Yeah.
I have to have a new team, I get back up. My life is about resilience. If you're in this room, your life is about resilience. You done been through some shit. Excuse my language, Lord. I'm working on my mouth. You done been through some stuff.
B, let's try this again.
Yeah, so let's try this again. Let's try this again. You know, let's pivot. Let's figure it out and do it the right way with God involved in every step from the beginning.
Mm.
So it was just a title that just defined my career, resilience. And that's our theme. Resilience has never looked so good because I'm going to get up. I'm going to do it again over and over until I get it right. So let's try this again.
Let's try this again.
Yeah.
When you created the concept for Let's Try This Again, did you already have an audience in mind, or were you thinking like, you know what, I'm just going to live my life out loud and attract whatever audience wants to hear this?
It was the second. I was just like, whoever is on this wave, whoever is with me now, I'm just going to talk, and whoever can resonate with what I'm talking about in this season will find me. I wasn't looking for a specific audience. Granted, I already have a community that supports me, but I was just telling my journey. In whatever season I'm in, y'all, that's who you're gonna get on the internet. If I'm, they'd be like, why are you crying on camera? Because I'm sad today. Shit. I'm sad today. Y'all not gonna get glitters and rainbows when I'm literally in my home sad today. So I have built a platform on being vulnerable and being transparent. That's what's gotten me to this point. Mm-hmm. So I do talk about my depression. I talk about my anxiety. Then I talk about my wins. I talk about my excitement. I talk about how I had to fight through my darkest days, and now I have joy. I talk about who I am in every season, and I think that's why people can relate to me, because it's not all good all the time.
Your podcast sounds therapeutic for yourself.
100%.
Yeah. You're literally having conversations on there. Do you ever feel like, because I do this a lot on my podcast, when I'm talking to certain guests, I'm like asking questions, but those questions are for me.
Yeah.
I need to hear you talk about your journey so I can get some understanding on whatever it is that I'm dealing with.
Inspired or motivated or inspiration. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
You feel like that too?
Yeah. Like, I'll ask questions that I need, or I say things, but I'm talking to myself.
Yes.
Like, looking in the camera, you need to never give up, don't you? Da-da-da. And it's like, I'm talking to me. I say stuff that I need to hear or whatever I'm going through. So I think people are like, this big marketing plan. You're such a good marketer. The this, the that. When you put this out with the baby, or you put this out, your commercial for your podcast, I market my truth. Yeah. I don't have to think too hard on my marketing, because anything I market is what I'm going through in real life. Like, me and the baby thing. I thought that nigga was fine. I chased him for 4 years. It wasn't marketing, it was the truth. I was like, hey, check it in, nigga. You know, so it turned into fun marketing, which is now we have a platonic relationship, a friendship of 4 years. But the marketing was my truth. I thought he was cute. So I ran with it. But just like the trailer for Let's Try This Again, I think a lot of people are like, oh, that's so shady. I'm like, if my truth is shade, then that's just what you think. Art is a representation of what's in your heart. Mm-hmm. So if you got shade and jealousy and envy in your heart, when you look at a painting, you might see something dark. But I can look at that same painting and see the light, because what's in my heart is light. So thank you, two people. When I...
Y'all feel free to
come on, two.
Right.
Instead of two or three or more are gathered, we gathered. That's all I need, two or three. But so even the trailer for my podcast was my story. It wasn't this big thought out. It was thought out. I produced it and directed it. But it was like, what is my story? What am I going through right now? I was in a black hoodie, depressed, dark. The media was around me, capturing my moments, the rumors, the blogs, the headlines. I had to still get out of the car, put on a smile, and walk through all that media taking pictures of me and do my job.
Yeah.
And I sat in that room, got ready, and I even said it on the phone in the trailer. I said, I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Yeah.
And then I walked through, I sat in that seat by myself. Moving the chair wasn't about anybody but me. Mm-hmm. I was moving the depression. I was moving my past traumas. I was moving people in my childhood that abused me. I was moving every single person that I latched onto in my life for help and comfortability and needing somebody, move it. Because in this season, it's me and God.
Let's talk about that for sure. So obviously you had your first podcast. You had a business partner.
Yeah.
Who was a friend. And you guys lived out a very tough public moment, right?
Oh, it was
and
so
oftentimes
hard.
We live out our pain. When we choose to be influencers, we live out our biggest pains and embarrassments in front of the world.
Yep.
And that's what happened really with you. How did that moment of that partnership ending first, like if you could share what led to that partnership? There are so many people here who are thinking about collaborating, and then they see collaborations happening, and then they're like, oh, nope, look at B, hers ended.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. What caused the partnership to end, and then how has that impacted you going forward?
Yeah, it was just not a healthy friendship that was serving me anymore.
Okay.
And that season, man, we did some phenomenal things.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we changed the game. I believe we made the impact God called us to make, and our two journeys are totally separate. We have two different audiences. We express our love for Christ in a different way. Mm-hmm. And I think there's an audience for her and there's an audience for me. And at the time I walked away, it was just time for those audiences to be separated.
Okay.
You know, there's a millions of people that will never hear about Jesus Christ in a church because they're not walking into a church, but they're on my podcast.
Yeah.
And there's millions of people that will never support a B. Simone, but they listen to her podcast.
Yeah.
Our audiences are separate. And at that time I walked away, oh my God. We had millions of dollars on the table. I had to call an agent, one of the top five agencies in the world, and have a call with them and say, I am resigning. I had to walk. A lot of people didn't have jobs because I decided to walk away. It wasn't an impulsive decision. It wasn't an emotional decision. It was a well thought out praying and fasting and making sure this was the right decision. I'm so proud of my decision. Let me look in the camera. I'm so proud of you, Braylon. I'm so proud of my decision. I made the right decision for not just myself, everybody involved. It wasn't right. And it was time to separate. We did what we needed to do in the culture. We brought a lot of people to God, you know, and we helped a lot of people with our relationship, but it was time to separate.
Yeah. I love that you honor what that relationship meant in that moment and the things that you ladies were able to do.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the audience, though. Because you came back with "Let's Try This Again," and it's like you never skipped a beat. You have what I would consider a cult-like following.
Mm-hmm.
The people
she does.
Well, all right, don't worship me now.
And what I mean by
don't
that is
cult.
The people who are for you make it clear.
Oh,
you can do no wrong in their eyes. Whatever you launch, they're going to buy. Whatever you do, they're showing up for. They're at your shows. And it was no different with the relaunch of the launch of your second podcast. What are some of your strategies to build such a strong community?
Jesus. I think, you know, right now in this season, I'm like, I have such a big community, and I'm trying to reach the people that have no idea who I am. There's millions of people that have no idea who B. Simone is. Let's tap into that audience. Let's more. Hold on. Focus on the people that you do have and feed them, and they'll do the work for you.
Mm-hmm.
They will do it for you. They'll do the word of mouth. They'll send it to their friends. You don't have to overwork to get more eyes on you when you feed the community you have. If there's five people that are following you, what do those five people want? What do they want? Bring those five people value. I promise, if each of them bring one, we just double it. If each of them bring one, we doubled it. So focus on the community that you do have and how do you bring them value.
Mm.
For me, my value is my truth. I have to be honest. I have to be truthful. Even if it sounds crazy sometimes.
Yeah.
I did a whole episode on almost breaking my celibacy. Oh, wait.
Have you broken it yet?
I didn't break it.
Not yet. Okay.
Don't say yet. I'm not breaking it.
Okay.
Now,
is it like a 90-day challenge?
No, I am almost 18 months in.
Wow. Give it up for that.
Stop clapping.
We celebrate it.
Oh, it's a celebration. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Is it easy for you?
You see me rubbing this leg?
Are you pretending like it's a different hand rubbing?
Oh, my goodness. So soft.
We have a lot in common, and I'll say that.
Yeah, so I did a whole episode on that. I pulled up on my ex, and I almost broke it. And I did an episode on it. It's like, I'm just vulnerable. I'm just like, this is me. Take it or leave it. I don't know who I touched in that episode, you know? But I don't like when people say, if it's only for two people. Now, you know, you want more than two people clicking your damn link. I get it, Lord. If it's only for two people, I get it.
Yeah.
But I want to reach more than, I want to reach as many people as I can with my story and doing what God has called me to do. That's it.
Sure. You engage a lot with your community. I heard you, I believe it was on Earn Your Leisure, and you were talking about some of the strategies that you use to engage with your community. And you had a close friend.
Yes.
You have a close friend. Let me tell y'all something, okay? This is when I said, oh, I need to pay attention to her. All right? I sat up on the end of my seat. I remember this. I'm laying in bed. I scroll Instagram just constantly to put me to sleep on my way to bed. And I see this clip where B is talking about having a close friend where she charges a fee, a very small fee, I think it's $9.99, to be a part of her close friends, and it brings her an extra $800,000 a year.
A million. I actually ended it, though, even with those numbers.
You ended it. Mm-hmm. Okay, first, tell us how you built that, mm-hmm. and then bring me back to why you ended it.
I built it because I was actually going through an anxious period in my life where every single thing I posted was on a blog. It was on a major platform where I could be judged. I was like, I'm about to build a community. If people are paying, they like me.
Yeah.
They, you know, if they're paying money, unless they just being nosy or something, mm-hmm. unless the Shade Room bought a subscription just to get
they extra, probably
they probably did.
Probably did.
But I wanted to feed the community that loved me and liked me and wanted to hear what I had to say because I was going through a season where not being liked and validation was so important to me that it bothered my mental health. Mm. It really bothered me. I'm just now slowly getting out of that. It took me into a shell, and I'm like, me being in a shell is not what got me to this point. Mm-hmm. Me being open and being myself is what got me to this point. Mm-hmm. So this shell is hindering me. So I put content on close friends. Like, I was like, F the internet, F y'all, I'm gonna blog, all these negative comments. If you love me, you can pay. Other than that, whatever's out, y'all can get free content there. So I started a close friends community. This was about 2.5, almost 3 years ago.
Okay.
I had close friends, and then I started changing, right? So my content started changing. First close friends was me on trips, taking shots and twerking and lit. And then about a year later, it was like Revelations 3:3. Give your life to Christ. They were like, Mitch, this ain't what I signed up for, ho. Show me some ass. I was like, So...
Were you showing ass?
You know what's funny? I wasn't posting anything on close friends that I wouldn't want to be leaked because you just never know, right?
For sure.
So I was definitely having fun turning up, but it was not only fans. It was a community where I felt safe, but I was a different person when I started close friends.
Okay.
So it was very different content.
Basically, we missed out, y'all. We missed out.
Y'all missed out. Y'all missed out. But the content changed, I changed, and then I had to switch. The community changed. So I started doing book clubs on there. We were reading books, and we would have monthly Zoom calls, and I would talk to 500, 600, 700 women on a Zoom call and speak directly into them. So close friends was super, super impactful, not just financially, but in building community. Mm-hmm. It built a really strong community that has followed me, and I ended it, which was a tough decision. Sometimes y'all gotta let go of the money for longevity. I want longevity.
Mm.
I want longevity.
Mm-hmm.
Close friends ain't gonna be, okay, I'm like, what's the next thing? That ain't gonna be a thing in 10 years.
Yeah.
What is gonna be, how can I have my community with me in a decade, right? So I ended close friends because now I'm working on a community that I will have all access to,
yeah.
and I will have ownership of. So I'm moving them there, but I had to let go of that financially. $1 million? No, we're building a $1 billion brand over here. So I had to take the loss now to really move my community so I can have ownership.
Don't miss that. You have so much going on. You have people who are following you on tour. You had people following you on Close Friends. You get so much engagement on social media. And then if you go to her podcast on YouTube, you will see that she's getting hundreds of thousands of views there. What's your strategy, if any, to make sure that people are showing up on all of your platforms and taking time to look at your long-form content, which is your podcast?
You know what's crazy? I'm super, super, super hands-on with the marketing. I run all my socials. I can't let that go yet. I do delegate, but for me, I know marketing and captions and hashtags so well that I'm like, I have to do it. Down to the dot, 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 to the sentence, to the emoji. I'm very particular with that.
Okay.
I think short-form content, the long-form content is really for that community. That's why building community is so important, because watching an hour of something, you really got to love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of my reels, my 30-second reels, my one, they do millions of views when a podcast episode might have 50,000. And just to let y'all know, this second podcast, the numbers are way lower than my first podcast on YouTube. Audio is pretty good, but YouTube numbers are way lower. I still, with 6 million followers, with this massive platform, I still have to work.
Yes.
I still have to have, you know, consistency with the content. Like, it's not just like a million out the gate on every episode. No, some episodes are very low, but I like them. I like this episode. I'm like, I dropped some gems in that episode, you know. So I think the reels are so important. What you're chopping up is so important to lead people to that. The short form content is so important. If I post it on Instagram, then I post it on TikTok, then I post it on Facebook, then I post it on YouTube Short. I post it on every single platform every time I post.
Did y'all hear that part, though? Are we doing that work? Are we willing to do that work? B said, not only is she responsible for her own social media marketing, she is not skipping the steps. You couldn't skip any steps.
No.
And you're showing up on every single platform. How do you choose what platforms you show up on?
Every platform.
Just every?
Yes.
Whatever comes out.
You know why? Because the people that are on Facebook is a total different audience than the people that are on Snapchat. The people that are on Snapchat is a total different audience than my people that are on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I'm feeding different people on every platform. Granted, some cross-contaminate, but for the most part, people that are on my Snapchat, they're like, oh, I'm glad you posted this. I don't have Instagram. So they would never see me if I wasn't on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
So I post on every single platform.
Okay. So you have a really large brand, and in this room, we have entrepreneurs who are looking to add podcasting as an extension to build their business, right? Yeah. How would you say being a podcaster, because you're a serious podcaster in this space now, how would you say having your own podcast has contributed to your brand?
Man, I wouldn't just say it's healing for me, but people get to see me in a different light because I am funny. I am doing stand-up. I go back on tour with Martin Lawrence in the fall.
Ooh. Y'all pull up. Congratulations.
Couple cities. So I'm doing stand-up and I'm on tour doing comedy, but me podcasting, I still have my comedic timing in there because that's just my personality. I'm goofy and funny and fun, but they get to see a more deeper, vulnerable side that you wouldn't see doing comedy or even in a movie because I'm playing a character.
Mm-hmm.
My podcast to me is a total different side of me where I get deeper with my audience on things that I might not talk about on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I still talk about it, but not in depth, not an hour conversation about my childhood trauma, you know? So yeah, I think it's a deeper, different side.
Do you ever second guess episodes that you put out?
All the time. I'm better at that now, though. I think I second guessed at the beginning because it was so new, and I was like, you know, you go through that in your mind no matter how successful you are. It's like, okay, are they gonna want me to do this by myself? They loved me and my ex-partner together. Can I do this by myself? Podcasting by myself actually challenged me as an interviewer.
Yes.
Because when you by yourself, you got your partner, it's like you run out of questions or ideas, or you have a brain fart, or you thinking about lunch.
They'll catch you.
They'll catch it.
Yes.
Now it's like the, you know, the guest stops talking, and you just like, where are you from? What's your favorite color? Like, I ran out of questions. So it's challenged me as an interviewer in a good way. It's made me a better interviewer and more...
What's going on, family? Whether it's your social network or your wireless network, these connections go a long way for your business. Thankfully, with AT&T Business, you can pick our best wireless plan for your small business and offer your employees the features they need. We talk a lot about having the right tools to overcome problems. Well, AT&T Business helps you get more done when you need to get things done. For example, your teams can work from almost anywhere with phone-to-laptop tethering and up to 100 gigabytes of hotspot data on the best AT&T Business wireless plan. Plus, AT&T Business wireless plans include nationwide 5G that's fast, reliable, and secure. Wherever business takes you, AT&T Business has the best plan with the features you need. Visit att.com/getbizunlimited to learn more. Now, after 100 gigabytes with our AT&T Unlimited Elite plan, hotspot speed is slowed to a max of 128 kbps. 5G requires a compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area, so visit att.com/5G for you for more details.
Connected to the conversation. You have to listen. To be a good interviewer, all you have to do is listen.
Hey, entrepreneur, are you looking for mentorship? Do you ever watch me here on the Social Proof Podcast or on Full Transparency and say, you know what? One day I want to work with Donnie.
Great news, you absolutely can. Join me inside my community, Actionable CEO, where we help to develop new habits, grow you personally, professionally, and financially, help you take massive action in your business, ultimately helping you make more money. It's just $97 a month. We meet every single week. We have a book club. We do live co-working sessions. When I'm in your city, you guys get to connect with me in person and so much more. Don't take my word for it. Go over to actionableceo.com. Check out the page and see if it's a good fit for you. If so, I'll see you on the inside.
Mm-hmm. That's it. All you have to do is listen, be engaged in the conversation, yeah. You know, so it's challenged me in a good way.
Yeah. So right now, I would say, how many people in here are looking to build their influence through your podcast? Can you make some noise? It's hard to see, y'all. These lights are bright. We have a lot of people in here who are looking to build influence through their podcast. What advice would you give them?
Build influence. It sounds so cliche, and I don't want to keep saying it over and over and over. Stop looking at everybody else. Man, what's the quote? The thief of... it's something about comparison, bitch.
The thief of joy is comparison.
The thief of joy is... that is so real. It's so real. Stop looking at it. There's a million podcasts out there, baby. There's only one you. What makes you unique? You don't have to find your niche. Just start. Your niche will come. It will come by you putting out content and creating content that is true and organic to you. You don't have to second guess it if it's the truth. I don't have to overthink if it's the truth. I don't have to overthink if I'm not, you shouldn't have a script. You want to have your bullets and everything, but sometimes I just have a topic and I speak. If you're doing a solo episode, you can talk and stop and think and recoup and talk again. And that's what we got editing for, you know? So if you are being true to yourself and you're being authentic, the right audience will find you. You don't have to influence, you're going to impact. I'm not trying to influence nobody to do nothing. I want to impact your life. So when you impact with who you are, the right audience will find you. Y'all, you could have a podcast about cats. There are a million people out there that love cats.
For sure.
Millions. Look, she said, I'm one. We got one in here.
Give me two. Do we have two?
One weirdo.
Oh, I see 2, 3, 4.
Two weirdos. Can I get a three? Can I get a three weirdos? 3, 4 weirdos. I'm just kidding. Y'all aren't weird. No, I'm just scared of cats. But my point is, I'm just kidding. But my point is, if you just put out content, I'm a cat lover. My podcast is about cats. Whatever. There are millions of people that just got to find you. They'll love the content, but they got to find you. They can only find you if you release it. You got to put it out. Y'all been sitting on these ideas and God done gave you the vision and you just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. What are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? Put the content out in the right audience. Well, I'm waiting on my thing. What's my thing? What's my quote? You're going to find it when you start talking.
Yes.
The audience is going to tell you your thing. They're going to start commenting. Oh, that's it. You got 100 comments and 99 comments say the same thing. Let's focus on that. Your audience will tell you, but you have to put out the content first to answer your question. I'm so sorry, long-winded. Be yourself.
Yeah.
Be yourself. If you don't know yourself, find yourself on camera. Get on camera and say, I don't know myself. In this season, I'm finding myself, and y'all are going to come on this journey with me. Talk. Talk. Be honest. Be honest.
Yeah. You do a lot. You have so much on your plate. Acting, comedy, tour, all these things. How are you balancing these multiple ventures in addition to having your own show?
Yeah, I think podcasting became the umbrella now.
It really?
Yes.
Talk to me about
everything
that.
Is under that umbrella. Okay. Because I'm not going to say that yet. Ooh.
Can you say it? What is it?
I'm not, it's just...
Ooh, whisper it.
Stop.
No, I want to know. Because you said backstage, y'all, I said, what are we talking about? She said, whatever, so I
it's
would like
to. It's just the next business venture.
Okay.
Of what I'm turning my podcast into, but it's the umbrella that is going to house everything. It's the community. So the comedy is under it. The acting is under it. Everything is under this umbrella. I think you have to focus on one thing. Obviously, everybody in here wants to be a podcaster, or has their podcast, has started a podcast. I think you can make it the umbrella. If you have a clothing line, okay, now you doing all these ads, do an ad for your clothing line on the podcast.
Talk about it.
You know, if you have, you know, a cosmetic line, I have a cosmetic line that's relaunching, I'm going to do my own ads on my podcast. Mm-hmm. So I think the podcast is the umbrella. I'm on tour. Before the podcast starts, you're going to have my tour dates. Mm-hmm. It's on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So I think it's an umbrella and a place where I can promote everything else I have going on.
Do you have any cheat codes or routines that helps you stay productive and efficient?
Jesus. Oh, that wasn't my answer, but that is the answer. I was thinking, but it is Jesus. Come on, look at all the Christians. Amen, amen. Shabba. It is Jesus, but I was thinking Jesus. Wow. I would say the honest answer is I'm still working on that. I'm still working on that. I feel like I'm all over the place a lot because I am a serial entrepreneur. And when I get an idea, I want to do it tomorrow. I want to do it now. Literally, I launched the podcast 2 weeks. 2 weeks. But granted, I had done it before, and I have the financial means and resources to do it. Everybody doesn't have that. You can still do it, though. It's just going to be a different way. Don't let that. I don't want to hear nothing about no finances, no support, no nothing. Baby, they ain't going to support you this season. Next. I don't have them. Next. You got an iPhone. I don't want to hear nothing about no audio. Next. Yeah, everybody's waiting for it to be perfect before they start, and you're going to miss the window. You're going to miss it, because in a minute, it's going to be the next thing. You better catch it while it's hot. Get on this podcasting train, because guess what? Everybody ain't going to last. The cream going to rise to the top, and the people that are really about it are going to stay, so start now. But I'm working on that. I'm a serial entrepreneur, so got me to take a step back was Beyonce. I watched her Renaissance documentary just for inspiration.
Everything.
And she took 4 years to do a tour.
Yeah.
To prepare for a tour. And I was like, yo, like all these ideas you have, do it the right way if it's going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's okay like to wait a second. So I'm working on not just putting every single idea out at once and focusing on one idea that's, like I said, the umbrella that can make all the other ideas come together and work.
Yeah. That said, what do you wish you knew before you started podcasting?
What do I wish I knew before I started? I'm not saying that.
You say it. You got to say something.
Do it solo.
Do it solo.
Do it by yourself. No. Yes.
David, I am not agreeing to that.
All right. Partnership is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You're always going to need a partner. You're in something.
Sure.
Whether it's behind the scenes, I have a great team. I have partners still to this day. But I will say something that I wish I knew. Not acting. A good idea is not a God idea. My pastor says that all the time. A good idea is not a God idea. The enemy is not presenting anything that looks like shit. He's making it look so good. Ooh, he makes it look good. You're going to think everybody's confirming it through conversations. You're going to think, oh, this is great. Oh, my God, y'all, this is it. A good idea is not a God idea. What I wish I would have known sooner is every single decision, at least consult with him first. At least ask. You're so scared to ask because sometimes you already know the answer. It's no.
Yeah.
I didn't. If I had a great idea, I just ran with it. I'm like, we got to be from God.
Yeah.
No. The enemy makes stuff look great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a good idea is not a God idea. Every single step. Me and my sis, we went to L.A. last week. Before I got on that, I got invited to the BET Awards. I got to present. I've never presented on that. Before we went, I asked God, do you want me to go? It sounds like a great idea. Is that where I'm supposed to be? And granted, I was there, killed it. But, you know, every single decision, every step, is this my videographer? Is this my photographer? You don't know who behind that camera, just wanting to be in front of it.
Yeah.
every single episode. They got jealousy and envy behind all that energy on my set. You behind the camera and you don't like me? Mm-mm. I don't care how talented they are. What is that heart like?
Mm-hmm.
Every single person you hire, down to the showrunner, the producer, the person that's doing the audio, do we have the same morals and values? Do we believe in the same thing? Every single person, I'm telling you, I don't care how talented they are.
Yeah.
I don't care. I could teach somebody a skill. I can teach you a skill. I can't teach you. I can't fix your heart posture.
Mm.
So, a good idea is not a God idea. Who is behind that camera? Every person you hire, every single person that you work with on your team is going to be the rise or the downfall of your brand.
Ooh.
Every person.
Yeah.
Take your time with who you hire and who you have on your production and who you have building this brand with you. It's so important. It's so important.
That translates actually into your personal life too.
Yep.
The more your podcast or influence grows, the more popular and noticeable you become, yep. Right? And so now you have to friend different.
My God.
You have to date differently. You have to show up just differently yeah. in your life. How are you finding, as a grown woman, navigating new relationships,
mm-hmm.
like new people around you? And I'm talking about friendships before we get into anything
yeah.
else. Like just new women, new men who want to be Simone's friend.
Mm-hmm.
With this influence that you have, and we see you all over the world, how are you choosing your friends? And I know you're going to say you ask God, right?
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Okay. Well, tell me what you were going to say.
Yeah, we need some tangible steps.
Tangible steps.
Before I get to that, you said you choose different friends, different men, different. I'm different. Mm. So I wake up every day, who is the woman I want to be?
Yes.
Who do I want to be? What does she look like? How does she walk? Is she a wife? Does she have kids? How does she walk into a room? That is what I focus on every day and try to become that. That is a real answer, y'all. I'm like, I'll be on the couch for 2 hours scrolling on Instagram. This billionaire B doesn't do this. Why have I been on this couch for 2 hours procrastinating? Why am I eating Chipotle at midnight? I literally have talks with myself. The person that I'm trying to become don't do that. The person that I see walking through those doors is in shape.
Mm.
She damn near got a six pack. She's holding her daughter's hand with a ring on. She walks like a wife. I threw out 20 bags of clothes last week. 20 bags. I gave it to homeless shelter. I don't know what they're going to do with them thongs. I don't know what they're going to do with that lingerie. But somebody got it in downtown Atlanta. But I threw it out because I no longer want to dress like that.
Mm.
I want to be addressed. I want to look like the woman I'm trying to become. Mm-hmm. I cleaned out my home. I threw away shoes and hoodies. And I'm like, I don't dress like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So who is this person you want to become? How does that person, who do they date?
Yeah.
Are they dating the man you're running around with now? No.
Mm.
Are the friends you with now, does that person have those type of friends? No. So if it doesn't align with the person you truly see yourself being, they gotta go.
Yeah.
And everything doesn't have to be, I'm not your friend no more. You just don't have the same access to me. We still cool.
For sure. It's that part for me.
We still cool, girl. What's up? We gotta go wrap it up. We still cool, but no, you don't got the same access. We ain't cuddling. We ain't sleeping over.
What I was gonna say was, you missed a good sermon last week. You may have seen it online. We attend the same church, and Pastor Darius Daniel said,
come on.
Shout out Change Church. Pastor Darius Daniel said, when a relationship ends, whether it's friendship or romantic, learn how to just move along in peace.
It's simple.
You don't always have to say, this person wronged me, did this to me, and tell everybody your side
no.
of the story.
Ooh-wee.
You just move on.
Be quiet.
You just be quiet,
yep,
right?
Be quiet.
And you talked a lot about that in what you just said here. I want to know too, though, how do you prefer to be approached? Like if someone says, me and you, right? Mm-hmm. We're newly establishing a relationship and I looked at you and said, wow, this is a person that I could be friends with. And I believe you had a similar experience.
Yep.
If there's someone who says, you know what? I think B could be my friend.
Yeah.
That's my next best friend. How do you want someone to approach you?
I want it to be a natural evolution. We ain't gotta, hey girl, like naturally, let's have a conversation. I like natural, organic relationships. It needs to be natural and organic. We ain't gotta plan to be besties.
Right.
You know, if we naturally get along and we naturally feel like we can hang out and we have stuff in common and our energies are on the same vibration, it'll happen naturally. We don't have to force anything. There's been numerous people I've met that have, you know, status and this, and I'm like, I would never hang out with you again.
Okay.
Ever.
Yeah. Because the person that you are becoming wouldn't hang out with that person.
100%. Yeah. 100%. It just, or it didn't feel right. Or I felt like I couldn't be my full self. Or I felt, ooh, no, ooh, get off me. Oh, we get that spirit off. No, I'm not shrinking myself no more. I did it for so long. I did it.
I know that feeling.
And you know why? That's why you have anxiety. You don't have anxiety because you ain't got no friends. You have anxiety because you're around the wrong friends and you can't be yourself.
Lord.
You have anxiety and depression because you walk into a room and you can't be your true authentic self because nobody is comfortable with your light. I'm telling you, do not shrink who God called you to be. And whatever your gift is, everybody in this room has a gift. What is your gift? You let that gift show. Whether it's behind the camera, in front of the camera, whether it's operations, management, you have a gift. Mm-hmm. Use that gift and don't let anybody take it from you. I'm telling you, I did it for years. Pushing everybody else. Oh, it's okay. You can too. You can. But now, I thought I was going to make your darkness lighter, but you making me dark.
Making me dark.
Now I'm walking into a room anxious and nervous and weird. No. Yeah. Get off me, Satan. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. You hear me? Don't dim your light.
Don't dim it. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
People think, though, that because you have the status that you have the success that you've had, you hurt differently.
Ooh-wee.
You hurt differently. And they don't recognize how difficult it is to literally live that pain in front of other people.
Oh, it's so hard.
It's so hard. Yeah, it's really hard to live that pain once you, because what we see is what you choose to put out, right? Yeah. But privately, you're dealing with these things very differently. What's your process to overcoming hurt?
Yeah, I'm still going through a season. I'm much better. It was like a 10, now it's like a 3, where I truly, truly, truly cared about other people's validation. I want everybody to like me and see me. Look, no, I didn't mean it like that. No, da, da, da. No, I'm a good person. No, why don't you think that? You could say I'm not funny. You could say I'm not cute. You could say her wig tilted. I don't care about that. When you question my character, that bothers me. It bothers me because I am truly doing the work in my solitude of being a good person. I'm trying, right? Mm-hmm. My intent is always pure. Everybody's not going to see that. We know man sees exterior, God sees the heart. We know that. So with that being said, I changed my focus. You're trying to make everybody, first of all, you people pleasing and they still don't like your ass. You're doing all this and they still don't like you.
Yeah.
So your plan ain't working, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, we only have an audience of one. I'm serious. When you change your perspective, instead of horizontal, you take it vertically. Mm. When you change your perspective, I move now. I don't care how it makes you feel. If God said it, I'm moving. If he said no, it's no. Mm-hmm. If it's, I change my perspective, and it's slowly taking me out of the yearning. The yearning. I yearn for it, y'all. I yearn to be liked by everybody. I yearn for the validation from the internet. It was an addiction.
Yeah.
And I'm still getting out of that addiction. Mm-hmm. I want to be liked by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's not realistic.
When did you recognize that about yourself? What was the event?
When I started getting bashed on the internet. It bothered me. Oh, it bothered me. It took me into it. I was like, why am I crying over Twitter? This is crazy. But it's like, no, I want people to like me. And I think that's a natural human feeling, but mine was to the extent of depression and people questioning my character. And if I built my audience on vulnerability and y'all don't trust me, I don't have an audience.
Yeah.
You know, so it bothered me. It didn't only affect me financially, mentally, physically, and I'm getting out of that. The people that are for me will be for me.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
And if you don't get it, baby, you don't get it. You know.
I resonate that with that a lot, B, because we've had our share of attacks online.
Man.
And I don't care what people say for the most part.
Okay.
But when it comes to the attack on my character.
Character.
I'm like, y'all, I'm just a business coach. All I want to do is help entrepreneurs win. How do you find something flawed in me?
Yeah.
And it's a really, really hard thing to deal with. But what keeps you going?
Fulfillment. What I do fulfills me.
Because before you finish that answer, it's like you're choosing it.
Yeah,
you're choosing that pain. You're choosing that attack. You're choosing that critique.
Yep.
You're choosing the lack of support. You're choosing people unfollowing you and saying all these things. Why would you continue to choose that?
Fulfillment. I'm walking in purpose. The highest level of success is not financial. It's fulfillment. If you are not fulfilled, you always there's nothing to fight for.
Yeah.
I know I'm walking in purpose. The people, it's only 2%, 1% anyway. The 98% of people that... The emails, we just talked about that, the messages, the testimonies, the I left my abusive boyfriend because of your story, I did this, I did that, I opened up my Bible for the first time, I cut, whatever it was that I planted the seed for you to change your life and changing mine too. I can't just say, I'm doing this for everybody else. This is my virtual diary.
Mm.
It is. It's a virtual diary of me getting out my emotion. It's like therapy for me and connecting with people that have the same view and feelings as me, it's fulfillment.
Yes.
I'm fulfilled.
Yes.
I love what I do. I will start a business over and over and over and lose money and lose sleep and lose friends a million times over. Every time. I love what I do. If you're not fulfilled, you're not gonna last.
Are y'all getting this? Let me tell you what, let me tell you what stands out to me about this conversation as we wrap up. Fulfillment.
Fulfillment.
Character. Belief in yourself. Authenticity. Transparency. Loving yourself, choosing yourself. And the phrase that you just used just now is, this is my virtual diary.
Yeah.
I want y'all to write that down. Hopefully you've been taking notes this whole episode. I want you to write down this, my podcast is my virtual diary, because whether you're talking about your own personal life or your trauma, your depression, or those cats that B talked about earlier, it's your virtual diary for how you perceive from your vantage point, and you're choosing to share that with the world.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing
Thank
with
you.
Us, B. Give it up for B. Simone!